Welcome to Sacred Space. We come to that that point in the week, that point in the arc of our time together, in our travels on this road where we are ready to embark. And, you know, there's a saying up here at Holden that the days are long and the weeks are short. You know, we fill these days with so many wonderful things, and yet you get to a Friday night and it feels, how is it possible, you know, that we have we passed this time together? So as we get ready to say farewell, I would like to invite all of us into the tradition of praying out those who are leaving with the Holden Prayer. So this will be familiar to some of you and maybe new to others. And if we could just say this together as an embarking prayer for those leaving tomorrow. Oh God,
you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Good courage to you all.
May we enter this place with hearts open to encounter the neighbor, equipped to embrace the stranger with compassion, and sustained by hope as we embark on another leg of the journey. May God keep us in love we have experienced together so that in our hearts there will be no separation. Welcome. Welcome. With great joy we say welcome.
Welcome.
You are invited to use your ELW hymnal for most of the songs during this service, and in particular, if the Spirit invites you to break out in four or more part harmony, as we sing Beautiful Savior during the Eucharist, all the better. The First Communion hymn is not in the ELW, though. Lyrics will be projected. It comes from the newly published ELW hymnal supplement, probably soon to be known as the Purple Hymnal, called All Creation Sings. For that song, we will project lyrics. I invite you now to open your hymnal to number 529, Jesus, We Are Gathered. This song comes from Zimbabwe, and the lyrics are in both the English and the Shona languages. Steve will lead us through the song three times. You are invited to sing first in English, then in Shona, and then again in English. On the dusty road, water refreshes, and here is water in abundance. Here is Lake Chelan and Railroad Creek. Here is the gushing rock and the flowering desert. Here the Spirit renews the face of the earth. Travelers, receive these welcoming waters coming your way, for you baptized into death and resurrection, for you carrying the oceans in your veins, for all who have encountered, embraced, and now embark, let these waters make us one. As we join in singing, come all you people, please keep your hymnal closed, because there will be water flying through the sanctuary.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you join us on the journey. Refresh us with your word that we might serve the world, bandaging wounds and mending broken hearts, in the spirit of our traveling companion, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Holy Gospel is in Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going by down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. What an amazing week we have had here. It certainly has been one for me, and I hope for each one of you. As we are, some of us are now just a few short hours from our departure tomorrow morning, we might already be processing what we have done this week, and what a week, and what many things do we have to think about. A full week of fun, but also a week of learning and reflecting. This week has definitely offered us the chance to step back, those of us who are guests and teaching faculty, from our lives and reflect on some of the big questions or dilemmas that we came with. We might be leaving here with some clear directions on next steps in some of those things. But in addition to that, in each of the classes we've been able to attend, we learned a lot and certainly have left with some suggested action steps. We entered into God's play in Bible study, and for me, I love the stories and the reflections. We dug deep and expressed ourselves in color and abstract art. We learned, I really enjoyed learning about the rivers, and it was great to understand the health of rivers this week and how we might be able to discern whether they're healthy or not. Some of the high moments that we experienced were even beyond the classes that we were in the conversations we had, in the worship that we experienced, and in the new relationships and friendships that we have started now. Our scripture theme this summer at Holden is the parable of the Samaritan traveler, and sometimes I most often heard it referred to as the Good Samaritan. In fact, that's how it's even referred to in this Bible that's right in front of me here. And that's how it was referred to when I was growing up. But recently, when I was thinking about that and reflecting on it, why is it called the Good Samaritan? Because it was clearly talking about the other. And is this way of saying that only some Samaritans are good and not others? Or what is it like? But it's certainly about the other. A really very interesting reflection that we had this morning in God's play about what if the Good Samaritan was Hitler? What would we think about that? So it's certainly something that we can reflect on. And so I'm not going to go down further along that road, but thinking about the parables in the Bible, these parables are meant to help us see things in a new way by putting us in the everyday situations that we often confront. They are meant to invite us to wonder, observe, struggle, and imagine. They disturb our comfort in easy answers and challenge our limited notions of sacred space and sacred work. So what do we make of the Samaritan traveler parable? Who are the characters? We see that we have five principal people or groups here, plus a couple of other groups kind of in the supporting cast, barely seen or maybe not seen at all. And who are they today? We already know that the Samaritan is the hero of the story. And if we picked a character, don't we all want to think of ourselves as being the Good Samaritan? Sometimes we are that Good Samaritan, but sometimes we are not the Good Samaritan. And maybe God sees us as a different character sometimes. So what about the central characters? Who are the robbers, and who is being robbed? Who's being robbed today? We think about our waterways and our environment, and we can even look at our environment as being robbed today by the many actions that are being taken, our rivers and in the environment. But who else is being robbed today? I would say God's vulnerable people, our neighbors. That could be anyone and everyone who is not being treated by our society with their God-given dignity. This week, in part, we focused on migrants and immigrants, children and youth fleeing their homes and communities to save their lives, walking 1,000-mile journeys alone through dangerous territories, some riding on tops of trains, only to end up trying to cross a border and come into a broken immigration system that does not even make sure that they have legal counsel to help them navigate that system. Other children and young adults who came with family as small children grow up and were educated here and then find out that they're not documented as they try to move forward with their lives as adults. And this is the only home that they've ever known. Last week's decision by a judge in Texas just froze the DACA program, to new applicants again. We need to see what will happen next. Immigrant business owners and homeowners, all taxpayers who have lived here for decades and have no path to legal residency, much less citizenship. And then the victims, the robbed, include the hundreds of thousands of U.S. citizen children of these 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States who often go to school and worry if their parents will be there when they come home. So who are the robbers here? A broken immigration system that needs to be fixed. It's the system, we often say, not my fault. But who created the system and who keeps it in place? It's those we elect. We put them there. So who is ultimately responsible for that? There's a really interesting quote on this point by a South African pastor and bishop, Peter Story, who said, "American preachers have the most difficult, more difficult job perhaps than those faced by us under South Africa's apartheid or Christians under communism. We had obvious evils to engage. You have to unwrap your culture from years of red, white, and blue myth. You have to expose and confront the great disconnection between the kindness and compassion of most American people and the ruthless way American power is experienced directly and indirectly by the poor of this earth. You have to help good people see how they have let their institutions do their sinning for them. This is not easy among people who really believe that their country does nothing but good, but it is necessary not only for their future, but for the future of us all." So now moving on in the story, who are the priests and the Levites? Could we actually be them too? The priests, that's a category pretty easy to understand. We can say, oh, that's the ordained pastors and maybe now deacons in the ELCA. Who are the vulnerable that are being walked by? So then some of us as lay people will think, well, I'm not in this story at all then. But I always wondered who the Levites were a little bit more, so I started digging into that. And maybe my research being done on the internet might have not been the best, but this is what I found when I did my research. My research led me to conclude that it's really all of us as lay people, because the role of the Levites were singing the Psalms, okay, so that's the choir, construction and maintenance of the temple, well, that must be the property committee, teachers, Sunday school teachers, Bible study teachers, guards of the temple, is that the security where there is some? What about the ushers? Sometimes they're the guards of the temple. And those who maintain cities of refuge, could that be our social justice ministries? Could that be our soup kitchens and other social programs? So I guess that pretty much includes quite a few of us that are sitting here, no matter what church we are members of. So maybe we aren't mainly the Samaritan travelers as we thought we were. Sometimes we are, or maybe we are one of these others. Where does this parable lead us? Now we come to the movements of the parable, encounter, embrace, and embark. We have spent this week encountering new people, new insights, new reflections. Some we have not only encountered but embraced, and soon we will embark. In Luke 10, Jesus' last words to the lawyer are, "Who was the neighbor? Go and do likewise." Jesus invites new journeying and action. This is an imperative to change and grow, not just to increase our awareness and learning. The neighbor is the one who does something. So what's your action plan now? Will you look for the encounter with your neighbor, the immigrant, migrant, refugee in your community? Will you embrace him or her through not only hearing the story, but accepting what you hear? Will you embark by accompanying him or her or them through their journey for justice? Will you work to bring dignity to the vulnerable, not only through caring acts, but through advocacy? Will you newly encounter and embrace our environment, especially our waterways? Will you embark on new acts of care for the environment and creation and advocacy for the protection of our environment, this most valuable gift that we have been given from God? All of the vulnerable need our action. May God help us to bring each of our intentions to action as we leave or remain here. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you into prayer. For the planet and those who inhabit it, let us open our hearts in prayer, saying, God, beyond us and beside us, hear us when we call. Maker and lover, hear our prayers for creation. Maker and lover, heal and surprise. Preserve the waters. Quench dry earth. After the wildfire, begin again. God, beyond us and beside us,
hear us when we call.
Faithful friend, hear our prayers for this village. Faithful friend, encourage and delight. Bless this community. Strengthen its labors. Braid its life with the Colville and Yakima nations. God, beyond us and beside us. Breath of life, hear our prayers for the world. Breath of life, refresh and renew. Defend displaced peoples. Strengthen immigrants. Watch over workers of every shift. God, beyond us and beside us. Rest for the weary. Hear our prayers for healing. Rest for the weary, shelter and sustain, ease labored breathing, soothe suffering minds, alleviate chronic pain. God, beyond us and beside us. Heartbeat of creation, hear our grateful prayer. Heartbeat of creation, thanks and praise for bodies vulnerable and resilient, for ancestors known and yet to know, for this week and these traveling companions. God, beyond us and beside us. For what else do the people of God pray? God, beyond us and beside us.
Hear us,
come near us and guide us, O God, into the way of peace, alongside Jesus Christ, in whose spirit we pray. Amen. Amen.
A powerful sign of community is sharing brief wish for peace with our neighbors, a sign of honoring the divine image in the human next to you, and a sign of reconciliation before we approach the holy feast. Be thoughtful of your own boundaries and mindful of your neighbors. You are invited to share a greeting by shaking hands, offering a bow, embracing, or whatever level of physical engagement is right for you. If your neighbor has their hands crossed over their chest, please return this gesture without any touch. You may choose to place your hand over your heart and then extend your hands toward them. May God's peace Good fortune and health be with you. Let us share the peace. As we prepare to gather around this holy table with thanksgiving, Jesus invites you. Jesus gives himself to you. You are welcome here. The gifts of bread and wine, grape juice and gluten-free bread are for you. You are invited to come forward to either station as the ushers direct you. First, you'll get a little squirt of hand sanitizer, and then, as we do nowadays, and then you'll have plenty of time to walk all the way around till you receive a piece of broken bread or a gluten-free wafer. Move forward then to pick up a small pottery chalice. The first station will be wine. The second station will be juice. If you are not receiving the sacrament tonight, but desire an individual word of blessing, come forward with your hands crossed over your chest, and we'll know what to do. All is ready. Welcome to the table of grace. Please rise in body or spirit. Open your backpacks. It's time to come to the table. Pull out the naan, the pita, the corn tortilla. Bring the challah and the pao de kai, Joe. Laughter erupts. New flavors fill our mouths. Receive the invitation of Jesus, the host of this meal. Pull up a seat. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks to the living God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Praise is our joy, thanks our path, led by your Spirit, all-loving God. We make the road by your grace alone in Jesus Christ, our ancestor before us, our healer beside us, compassionate stranger on the road ahead. And so we join the everlasting song, blending our voices with the woman at the well, the Samaritan traveler, and the faithful multitude, saying together with the angels, Holy, 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 Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Most High, Hosanna in the highest. God of the journey, all glory is yours. Sun, moon, stars, guide the way to your praise. Rivers and mountains, oceans and prairies, earth's many pathways rejoice in your love. Among your creatures, you called forth our ancestors, nomads and rooted ones, to bless your faithfulness. When ruthless armies exiled your people, your heart wept, your presence sustained. When a mighty empire resettled Samaria, your arms opened, your covenant grew. Kingdoms rise, dominions fall, but your reign of peace has no end. In an occupied land, your spirit soared. On highways, Christ Jesus proclaimed your reign. In Samaria, he offered living water. In the borderlands, he healed and affirmed. From Galilee to Jerusalem, he shared bread and grace. On the night before his execution, Jesus gathered with friends to celebrate the feast of the people's freedom. He took bread. He blessed it and broke it. And he gave it to his friends, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this and remember me. Again, after supper, Jesus took a cup of wine, gave thanks to you, O God, and gave it to his friends, saying, Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this and remember me. For meals and for mercy, for wholeness and hope, for the life of the Savior, we glorify you. Help us, we pray, to live out the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Among these travelers, upon this feast, breathe your spirit, bestow your life. Strengthen us with this food and drink. Accompany us on the journey ahead. In each encounter, each risky embrace, fill us with courage, wisdom, and trust. One in spirit, nourished in Christ, praise yields to wonder and thanks, O God. You in the wilderness making a way, you on the lonely road, our help and our friend, over our wounds, your blessing and balm. So let the travelers say, Amen.
Amen.
With the disciples on the road, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Before you, the great banquet. Among you, the bread of life to share with all. No longer strangers, we feast as companions on the way. Please be seated until you are directed to the distribution. And now may the body and blood of Christ bless and keep you in his grace. Amen. Receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you, beloved. Take with you all the wonderful, imperfect parts of yourself. May your eyes be open to the unknown. May you walk upon deserts and mountains. May you dip your feet on countless shores. May your mouth contain the shapes of strange words and your soul be at home where you thought you would find no welcome. May the journey come to live within you, to the farthest reaches, and in coming home.
Leave the village in peace. Embark on your journeys. Thanks be to God.